The challenge is to handle anticipated growth in electrical power use over the next few decades. Electric Power Research Institute is an industry-supported organization which studies everything from nuclear power to better lighting and heating. Spokesman Hank Cartwright says it's estimated electric use will increase 40% by 2030, and along with that, a similar increase in carbon dioxide emissions. Cartwright says a mix of carbon-free generation and conservation, including nuclear power, will be needed to meet the challenge to cut emissions blamed for global warming. But first, the U.S. must solve its lack of storage for spent nuclear waste.
Actually, France, which is almost, I think, over 85% nuclear, actually reprocesses its waste and reuses its waste in back into the reactor cycle. The U.S. nuclear system doesn't do that. It's a different type of design. And that reprocessing approach was basically changed legislatively back in the Carter administration. And the industry went to a process of storing waste instead of reprocessing and reusing.
Cartwright says reuse of nuclear waste produces weapons-grade materials, but he says countries like France are able to safely reuse and manage the materials. He says commercial applications from research to collect CO2 from coal-burning plants and pump it deep within the earth are still more than a decade away. The U.S. produces half its electricity by burning coal. Cartwright spoke to Dairyland Power Cooperative's annual meeting in La Crosse on Wednesday. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.